Welcome everyone to today's call. As a blogger insider for Versus, you have been granted exclusive access to this podcast interview with the NHL All-Star, Mark Savard of the Boston Bruins. Please remember that any reproduction, distribution, or transmission of any part or part of today's call is not permitted. However, today's call is being recorded and will be produced into podcast segments and made available for broadcast. We're thrilled to have Mark Savard of the Boston Bruins with us today. We also have a terrific group of blogger insiders joining us on the call, and we are extremely excited to hear what everyone has to say. Mark Savard is a 12-year veteran of the NHL and is in his third season as a center for the Boston Bruins. He made his Stanley Cup playoff debut last season and will make his second All-Star appearance in Montreal this month. Mark, it's great to have you here today. How's it going?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Great. I think it's time that we open for the phone lines to our blogger insiders and get started with our Q&A session. The All-Star Game on January 25th is a highly anticipated event from a fan standpoint. This is your second appearance. How much do these selections and this game mean to the players?
Well, it's huge, obviously, you know, to get rewarded, but you couldn't get there without your teammates, and, you know, we've had a great year here in Boston so far, and obviously it's going to be special. I'm born and raised in Ottawa, so just up the road, and obviously Montreal being the 100th year anniversary should be an exciting time.
Wonderful. And our next question we'll take from Christy Hammond. Your line is open.
Hi, Mark. You've been named as an OHL second team All-Star. You've played in the AHL All-Star game, and you're about to play in your second NHL All-Star game. What does it mean to you to have been recognized as one of the best in the various leagues you've played in throughout your career?
Well, it's very special, and obviously, like I just said, that you wouldn't be able to play in these games without your teammates, and we've had a great season this year and even last year. And you know, to get recognized, it's special, and it knows that you're, I think that you're heading in the right direction to where you want to be. And right now, you know, I can't thank anybody, but, you know, everybody that's helped me out along the way.
Our next question comes from Jeremy Elias. Your line is open.
Hi, how you doing, Mark? During the NHL lockout, you went to go play in the Swiss leagues, and then when you came back the following season, you had a career-high 97 points. You know, how much of that can you attribute to playing abroad?
You know, it was a special time to go over there and be able to play overseas, and obviously we're going through a tough time with the NHL with the lockout, and you know, I had a couple of injuries the year before prior, and I was really going over there just to test my body and make sure it would hold up, and obviously coming back, you know, I wanted to have a strong year, and you know, I was able to do that, and ever since then my career's kind of taken off.
All right, great, thank you.
And next we'll go to Kirk Ludecky. Your line is open.
Hey, Mark, question about the All-Star game. Guys like David Krejci and Matt Hunwick came up a little short and didn't get an invite this year, but as a veteran, what do you tell those guys to keep them focused and shooting for All-Star games in the future?
Well, obviously, you know, so there's a lot of guys deserving that get missed out on it every year, and I think, you know, I was in that situation before, too. It just makes you hungrier and want to do better, and obviously these guys have that kind of attitude, so I'm sure they'll be able to play in a couple of these for sure, and just, you know, tell them to keep working hard, and obviously they're going to get their recognition, you know, as long as our team keeps doing as well as it is.
Thank you.
And we'll take our next question from Brian Thiel. Your line is open.
Hey, Mark. You came to Boston the offseason following the Joe Thornton trade. Now, was there any pressure put on you to fill in his shoes by the fans or the media yourself?
I don't think so, no. I you know, I came in here and I just wanted to continue to play good hockey and come in from Atlanta. You know, I felt strong, and obviously, you know, the signing of Zdeno, you know, I was really excited to come here and play, and things have been great ever since. And I mean, there's always pressure there because you want to, you know, I put pressure on myself anyway to do well, and I want to produce every night, and you know, no one's really going to fill Joe Thornton's shoes. You know, he's a great hockey player, and obviously he's a big man, so it's a tough situation for me to fill those shoes, but hopefully, you know, I've done good with what I've done.
And next we have a follow-up question from Christy Hammond. Your line is open.
Last season you were added to the All-Star roster after Danny Heatley got injured, and now that you're returning for a second time a year later, are you approaching the game any differently in terms of just enjoying the event? And are your kids going to come again? And if so, what are they looking forward to doing in Montreal?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different situation. Obviously, you get recognized this way, you know, instead of an injury way, but you know, either way, you know, I was excited last year, and I'm just as excited this year. And yes, my kids will be coming again for sure. They really enjoyed their time last year. We had a great time. They got to do all kinds of things and have fun. And even at the, you know, the hotel, the NHL PA did a great job of setting up a room where the kids can play and play video games and stuff. So they had a great time, and obviously, I kept them close by my side, coming down the dressing room, and obviously, young kids, Sidney Crosby, my son, my one son's 8 years old, so he'll be really excited probably to meet him, and it'll be a lot of fun for them for sure.
And next, we'll go to the site of Monique Rowe. Your line is open.
Thank you for having us, Mark. What do you feel is the biggest reason for the Bruins' reemergence in the NHL this year?
Well, I think coming out of last year's playoffs, we really proved something to ourselves, even though we only went 7 games with Montreal, but we gave them a good battle. And I think coming back to this season, we really didn't change many players. We added Michael Ryder and Patrice Bergeron got healthy, and obviously Manny Fernandez got healthy too. So I think we were a confident group. We get along great. And I think we just took off from there. We're well. We take care of each other out there, and we just do a great job on the ice. And obviously Claude Julien's system. When you have the same guys back from last year, it's a little bit easier to just go out and play hockey because you know the system and everybody's on the same page.
Thank you.
And next we have another question from Jeremy Elias.
Hi, Mark. You mentioned before about the pressure. Now, you're playing with a franchise now with a pretty storied past, but lacking in cups since the days of, Bobby Orr. How much pressure is there to get a Stanley Cup for the Bruins versus some pressure maybe you field with other franchises?
Well, obviously Boston's a huge hockey market, and obviously with all the teams surrounding us in the Boston area doing so well and winning championships, we want to join that group. But, in the same sentence, we got a long task at hand, and the fans have been, excellent this year. They've been out and they've been loud, and it's just been an awesome atmosphere to play in. And you can see what winning teams do. They really bring the crowds back. So we want to go out and have a good second half here and be able to go as far as we can in the playoffs. And hopefully, obviously the goal is to win the Stanley Cup.
And our next question comes from Catherine Hassenauer. Your line is open.
Thanks, Mark. The All-Star Game is in Montreal this season, and we all know well the history between the Bruins and Canadiens and the relationship between the two franchises. What is it like when you play in Montreal? Does the extra fan reaction from the Canadiens fans motivate you?
Yeah, it does for sure. I mean, it's an awesome city to play in, as a visitor, and I'm sure, especially as a home player. So it's a great city to go in. It's a great atmosphere. You're always ready for those games because, obviously the crowd's right into it, and it's a lot of fun, and I really enjoy playing up there. It's one of my favorite places, not being home is to play.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Jeannie Dupuis. Your line is open.
Hi, Mark. With the second half of the season focusing on the push to make the playoffs, how does it feel to take time off to participate in the All-Star Game?
Well, I mean, it feels great, especially with the season that we're having, to go in there and be leading the East in points. And it's just a great feeling, and obviously, it's a relaxing time, too, to have fun, a lot of family and friends there, and just go out and really enjoy it. So I'm looking forward to the time off and being able to play in the game.
And next, we'll go back to the site of Kirk Ludecky. Your line is open.
Mark, I know that when you were considering the offers, you had some offers from teams like Calgary. What prompted you to make the decision to sign with Boston? And looking back, what has made that such a good decision for you personally?
Well, I mean, there was a couple good offers, and obviously Calgary was one of them. And when Boston came to the front, I seen they'd signed Zdeno, and I really liked the direction they were headed in. And then playing against them last year, the year before I got signed, obviously, and with Atlanta, I really liked the core of young players they had, and I really thought they were heading in the right direction. So it was one of my, right when they pretty much offered me the contract, I was set to go there, and I loved coming to the city and playing. I love something about the arena, how bright it is. I don't know if it's the yellow seats or the lighting, but it's a nice, bright arena, and I'm really happy that I chose Boston.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark, for your time today, and thank you to all of our Blogger Insiders for participating in today's call. As a reminder, the audio from today's call will be recorded and produced into podcast segments, which will be made available to all interested participants at a date to be announced. Thank you again for your participation.